This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, November 18th. Well, we got the wheat market stabilizing here. We've had a pullback over the last couple weeks or so. Last Friday, we had a reversal up off of some support levels. And since then, we've traded basically just sideways. Now, the soybeans, of course, have pushed into new highs, and corn, after getting a bit of a pullback last week as well, is on its way to testing those highs as well. Soybeans are leading the way higher. We've got weather issues that have been deteriorating in South America, in particular Brazil soybean growing areas, but also in Argentina. And this is starting to affect corn as well. Now, of course, here in the U.S., we had a big drop in corn production from what we expected to see early in the growing season. Ukraine had a poor crop, and now we're looking at Argentina and Brazil off to a very poor start on their growing season. That affects soybeans. It delays soybean plantings, and it sets back the second season corn crop. Now, that probably will result in a big drop in corn plantings, but at the same time, even the first season corn crop is running into problems because it's so dry. The forecasts have been calling for rains across key areas, but they're really not developing well, and that's why we see the soybeans continue to push into new highs. Forecast down there for the next 10 days does suggest that we're still going to be looking at a good 10 days where we're dry. So things are getting pretty rough in Brazil and Argentina. That corn is going to move higher along with that. Obviously, soybeans leading the way. And it's going to pull wheat higher. It may not be a wheat fundamental issue, but if corn moves higher, that by default will pull feed grains around the world higher, and that will pull wheat higher. And it will be led by Chicago. And we're starting to see that really pan out. Chicago leading the way across the wheat space. So that's widening the spreads out between Kansas City and Minneapolis. This is what I was concerned about with the drought developing in South America, that it would pull Chicago wheat higher more so than the other two markets. And I think as long as it stays dry, which again, for the next 10 days, the forecast does suggest that. And with the second strongest La Nina on record bearing down on South America, it sure looks to me like we've got a pretty significant weather market developing in corn and beans. And so we want to just keep our powder dry on those spreads. I think that if that does develop over these next 3 to 4 weeks is really when it would be that Chicago will significantly move against Minneapolis and Kansas City. That sets us up to re-enter those spreads, and that's, I think, a great opportunity. But right in front of us, as long as it stays dry in Brazil and Argentina, we just have to be away from that spread and just, again, take advantage of the opportunity when it presents itself. Now, part of also some of this underlying bullishness in wheat again comes back to corn. Ukraine had a poor crop, and that stretched over into southern Russia as well. And of course, Argentina looking that way, and the United States ending up with a relatively poor corn crop. Feed grain prices around the world are soaring. In Russia, wheat domestic wheat prices, flour, corn are all at record highs. And so the Ag Ministry, when they announced last week that they were not going to impose any export restrictions on grain until the middle of February, you know, that caused some concern among livestock producers. And so the unions there are stepping up, asking the Russian government to impose some export taxes, and not only a tax, but also to implement them earlier, starting in early January. So this is some of the push-pull that we see going on in the wheat space that obviously would be a bullish component to the wheat market. And of course, Russia exports a hard red winter wheat, but it's still a bullish wheat market situation. And I think the hedge funds would pile into the Chicago. So a couple things we just want to keep an eye on that would, you know, throw some wrenches into the spread trades. Ultimately, I think KC moves higher against Chicago. I think we regain our premium. But right in front of us, we've got a few landmines we need to walk around before we really lay into that spread. Also, at the same time, we're looking at Australia. Of course, their harvest being at the tail end of harvest, and they're going to be, they are pushing wheat into the world pipeline. Of course, most of that goes into the Southeast Asian market, They try to get into the Egyptian market, and they may well do that this time around, now that they have plenty to export. But that's kind of keeping a lid on world prices. They're going head to head against Russia and even the U.S. in those key Southeast Asian markets. But they're looking to regain market share. They've got a lot of wheat in which to do it. And that's some of the pressure that we're seeing in the wheat market. But by and large, I think the bottom line for the next 3 to 4 weeks is for us to watch the soybean market and corn and watch South American weather. That's going to pull the wheat market along with it. Wheat is the weakest component of the grain complex. Hedge funds are going to be using it as the short leg of their spreads. So that's part of it too. But I think for the most part, it's going to be weather in South America that really drives the entire grain space and drives world prices. And that's a situation that's getting worse. And it's happening at the very beginning of the growing season. So that's just obviously going to have much more impact than when we see these late weather markets develop like we did here in the United States. So that's where I'm at. I think wheat is going to move higher. I think the beans are going to move higher. Still got some upside targets that are well above the market. And obviously, if the dryness continues, you know, you just keep looking for the market to surge higher. And that's going to pull wheat along with it. So we're probably looking at another 3 or 4 weeks before we can feel pretty or unless rains come. You know, if you can break this dry cycle, but that's hard to do, especially when it comes entrenched. The temperatures are heating up. La Nina is still there. So it's a pretty well entrenched weather pattern. So that's why I think it's going to last for a few more weeks. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.